Northern Cross. I'm your assistant director as well as the president of the group. So it's always good to see you. Good to see Jake back with us tonight. Feeling Brian's thunder. So
my thunder.
I'm going to introduce Brian Bopp. He is our new membership chair.
Yay, Brian!
I'm Gene Zip. This is Wannabe.
Simon.
I'm still learning this. Right here, so welcome back after 5 years, George Wilkening. I've seen you for a while, but we're glad to have you back, George.
Thank you.
And that young fella over there came by way of Sound of Music. We befriended him in the men's dressing room. That is Jake Parks, singing the baritone, I guess. And right here, glad to have you, Jake. Bye. I think that's it.
All right. Rich, do we have any renewals? Oh, that makes it easy on everybody. Okay. Elliot is handing out a summary of the 22 strategic plan. Over it, outside of that. Also along with that, you'll see a calendar, which is still in progress for the year. Then also the skills inventory workshop. Some have already printed it out and filled it out. That's great. So if you have not, please take time to do that and bring it back next week, if you would, please. We all know you have skills, and we're finding out more and more about each other, especially with bowling. We found out a lot about each other. Maybe more than we want to see. Some things cannot be unseen. The skills inventory gives us a good idea as far as leadership. There are a lot of teams that are not filled at this point. So at this point, what we're looking for are people to step up and volunteer or be asked to be part of the team. We have the annual show. We have a lot to do with that. And with the annual show, that'll be a sub-team. Elliot is our show chair, so he's building his team right now. He may be approaching some folks to help out. That includes whatever sets or whatever lighting and things like that, audio that we have to come up with. So we want to know what skills you have, what skills you want to show us. So you could kindly fill that up, unless you've already done it to me. You could turn it in to me if you already have it completed, but bring it back next week. Anything else that comes to mind?
You want to speak a little bit about the annual show, please?
Sure. I mean, I already said a little bit about it, but we're still hammering down a venue. We hope that this might be the chance that we get to be a New Hope Assembly of God, which is real close to the Urbandale High School. Almost across from the track, really. It's a new building that was built, in the last, 5 or 6 years. It's got a great sanctuary, holds about 800 people. Huge choir loft that can hold up to 90, so we need to invite a few people to join us so that we can fill up that choir area. Has a lot of capabilities for lights and interesting things to be there, so we're excited about, hopefully we're just trying to dot the I's, cross a few T's, and get the last little hurdle overcome so that we can confirm that as our venue. Got plenty of parking. It's very accessible. It's a good place. Center to sort of all of us coming from different parts of the metro area. So really excited to do that. The show, again, is going to be sort of barbershop sort of through the ages sort of a thing. So like I said, we'll start with our barbershop arrangement of a Brahms piece and then kind of progress through different sort of eras, decades, and things until we get to the end. I'm really looking forward to it. So you'll see that we have some stuff from the 70s in our folder, some stuff from the 50s in our folder, some stuff from the 80s, and then we got some 90s in there too. So a lot of good stuff that we have coming up. We're going to keep introducing things to you as you go. There will be a learning track to 19 that will be uploaded here soon. I got you the full mix sent before rehearsal. I didn't have time to get you the parts. But that will be up there so that you can download rehearsal tracks, practice with that, and have it sort of familiar with yourselves before you come in the next rehearsal. Otherwise, yeah, I'm just really looking forward to the show. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be talking about sort of what we're doing in lieu of the traditional sort of advertisements and things. Not sure if there will be a printed program at this point or not, but we are still looking for advertisers, although we're going to call them sponsors, and we'll be talking more about that here in the next few weeks. So if you have corporations, you've got businesses, you have friends that own businesses, all those types of things, people that you've normally reached out to, we want to still reach out and contact those people and get them to sponsor our show so that we can, you know, pay off venues and lighting and sound and all that kind of stuff and still realize some return as we do some ticket sales and stuff. So, yeah, any questions about the annual show? We think, although we might have to fudge the dates a little bit, we were shooting for kind of the end of April, but we also wanted another ensemble to come and join us, and that was the Bridges to Harmony group that joined us when we did the Harmony for the Homeless. We wanted them to come and be a part of us, and they actually have a concert on that date already. So we're trying to kind of see if we can work around that and come up with a date that is doable for both of us and our venue. So still a little fluid at this point. We'll get it hammered down here very, very, very soon. Anything else in there?
I do have an article that appeared in the Sunday paper a couple of weeks ago. Spotlight of Denver. That's why I found out they had a concert on April 3rd. But before we start our break, I would like you, if you haven't already, to take out your phones.
Yes. Good job, Eldon. Sorry.
I would like you to find your Facebook page.
Don't have one.
If you don't have it, that's fine. I would like you to search for Harmony Delegation Chorus. Then I would like you to find the post for Harmony Delegation Goes Bowling. Then I would like you, if you found it, to press like.
A little thumbs up again.
Thumbs up.
Give it a like.
Let's see.
Over
you might have to scroll down a little bit if you have.
Oops, you're not actually on. Let's roll up like that.
Yeah.
If you're there.
Okay.
Enter a comment, hope on the little speech bubble there. Make a comment such as it was a great night or it's good to be back singing again in 2022. Enter that. Once you've done the comment, post it. That means that say post. To take you back to the site. Then I want you to press the little arrow that says share. And you're done.
We share now.
Yes, you can share it out and better your comments.
Or if you'd like, you can also do the write post option if you want to give it a little caption before you send it out on your wall, your page.
All right. Excellent.
Awesome possum.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eldon. That was good to take us through.
Hey, Eldon. Big kudos to Brenton and Elliot for getting that foot.
Yeah. Elliot did all the video editing.
Good thing I thought of that.
We will have similar posts come up from time to time. I would like you to do the same thing. Whenever we have, you like it, comment on it, and share. Just as Brenton outlined in his email to us. If you have that capability, yeah.
And for some of you, you might be thinking, well, why do we do this? I mean, you think that, okay, we posted it on our Facebook page. Well, you know how all the crazy algorithms and things for social media work. Just because you post something on your site doesn't mean that anyone is ever going to see it. unless they actually come to our site. What happens, though, is that if you post it on your own newsfeed, all the people that kind of follow you or interact with you regularly, they're actually going to see it now, where they may not ever go to the Harmony Delegation Facebook page, and they may not ever have seen that post. And then all the interactions that we have, so all the comments and likes, all those little things, the more that we have on a post, the more, what's the word I'm looking for? It's, what was that?
Engagement?
Yeah, it's engagement, but it's more likely that it's going to then show up in other people's stuff. So the more engagement we have, and that's why we ask you to comment or like or share, because all those things show that, ooh, there's excitement and things going on with this. And so then it actually, the algorithm says, I'm going to go show this to more people because it's active and moving. So that's why we do that. Otherwise, if we just post things on Facebook, it's like our website. Unless someone actually goes to your website, they'll probably never see you. Okay, so there you go. Just a little.
Sad news to get us out there.
Did any of our Zoom things come out?
Yes. What Dave was referencing, we did what we called ringing in the season. What was asked of us, if we found, or we asked that you give us names of folks, acquaintances, neighbors who have ringed doorbells. And,
We went Christmas caroling.
We went Christmas caroling.
To the ring doorbell.
For example, we went to Larry's daughter in Altoona. Went to my neighbors, my neighborhood. I know that Paul Cartwright went to your son's. And we found out a lot about
Brandon's parents.
Yeah. Brandon's parents. We found out what the capabilities of a ring doorbell are and what they are. But it was a good experience. Yes, we did get a good one from our neighbors. I actually then posted it, asked them to send it to me, where I then forwarded it to my friends and shared it. I also sent it to Marty Monson. He said, great, he's going to send it to his marketing people. So,
Marty, we didn't put it on our page, though.
I will get it there.
Okay.
I hesitated about doing that because I wanted it to seem like these were spontaneous and not necessarily planned. We were sort of targeting households and just kind of doing a goodwill activity and hitting people up. And I wanted the other people that we were singing to do the sharing and postings and then tag us rather than us putting it on our website, because I wanted it to be like they were excited about it and it was coming from them, instead of us trying to kind of like toot our own horn that we went out and caroling. Now, that's not to say we can't or shouldn't have put it on our Facebook, but I wanted to kind of save that for the other people to post. And I think that it's a good marketing campaign. I think we learned a little bit about how to do this, and I think that doing some more things like that in the future could be a lot of fun. And actually, if we could hit a lot more places with ring doorbells as we get closer to our annual show, I think there could be some really fun things that we could do to sort of market ticket sales and things in the same way. So I'm glad that we did that. And I'm seeing a hand over here, Brian.
People could say, hey, come and sing a birthday thing for my.
Yeah, we've done like singing Valentine's, so it's a very similar concept. It's just a little more social and
right. Have more incentive to share that and say, hey, look who showed up to wish me happy birthday.
Exactly.
Did you find yours were also limited to 24 seconds?
About that, yes. Okay. That was enough. That was enough. They got a good career. Here we come. I know for our neighbors, they had two little kids, and they were excited, but I think the little one saw the candy canes as well as holding, so I could have had someone right there. But, as Grant was saying, this is a good start. We have four locations, but it's a start to build on it next year. Timing was, the way it came about, it came up rather quickly, but now we know we can do it. So, we will have to watch for that and experiment. We also left a little sign in the yard saying, you've been running some.
My son's back there doing it.
Excellent. Yes, it's on the corner behind the door. And then they also left a little card, thanking them, and then saying, pass it on to your friends, neighbors, So.
Yay!
And so, thank you to grant you printing for giving those up for us.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, we learned that your Ring doorbell, as soon as it detects motion, it starts recording and records for 24 seconds. So you need to start singing as soon as you penetrate. And we, not knowing that, one of us walked out to punch the doorbell, and then we started singing. Well, we wasted our 24 seconds going up the step to the front to ring the doorbell.
You have to be ready to go.
You have to.
You know, we learn things.
Understand how the system works, and then you can take advantage of it.
Also, you might want to ask the folks that you go to, ask them if they have a dog or not.
Because my son had two dogs, and man, those dogs went berserk.
So you might have barking. You know, you'd rather hear us singing than the dogs barking.
You have to turn the light, the horse lights on. Before.
Yes. So, we learned a lot, but it was fun. We were lucky with the weather. We'd go in our short sleeves and sing, so it was great.
Hey.
Yes, Bob.
I don't know if you know Ron Brommer.
Yeah.
I go to my college with him, but I called him up. We were comparing our illnesses, and he said, "How you doing?" I told him, I said, "How you doing?" He says, "Not worth a shit." He said, "Northfield, he's got a hammer toe, saxonous hammer toe, he's got diabetes." And he says, "Pray that they don't take the toe off." So, and that was a hell of a lot worse than my stone. So I said, "We're going to be praying for you." And I thought, we need to give him a card. So, right on the piano.
We got one on the piano. We're thankful for Bob that his procedure with the kidney stones also went well. So we're glad to see you.
I'm still getting rid of some of them too, so don't push that in anybody.
It's a process.
So
it's a process.
Yes, it is.
Okay.